Ala El Arikat, very happy to have you here to speak with me today in your capacity as Chief Executive of Abu Dhabi Commercial Bank since 2009. In fact, these number of years have given you the chance to build a franchise that you can effectively call something that was built with your own hands. And it's a position that you rose up to at a time when the bank was in a position of need, and now you've built a bank that can probably be said that in the context of the Gulf states is a bank in a position of strength. And in a lot of ways, you've done that by keeping focus on a proposition that exists in your mind, and I would like to draw from you on that proposition. Give me a sense of what was in your mind when you were first approached to be chief executive of this bank, and you were already working in the bank, and you come from other banks, so you are a banker by profession, but an engineer by training, which then makes your way of thinking a lot more precise and a lot more defined in that way. So take us on a journey from the time in which you became chief executive of your bank.
Thank you, Daniel. It's always an honor and a pleasure to be with you. And ADCB as a franchise have existed since 1985. And the financial crisis of 2008 have, of course, had its toll on not only ADCB or banks in the Middle East, but the world. And new norms have started then. As a result, I was given the challenge and opportunity to lead my team into the challenging days from 2009 onward. And yes, it sounds much easier reflecting on it right now, but it was challenging days. It was a dark period for the financial industry worldwide. And we had no choice but to go back to the basics.
But what was ADCB then, at that time, when you, well, by virtue of its balance sheet, what was it?
It was half its balance sheet of today, approximately, or 60% of today.
Composition?
Very similar. It had in terms of corporate, retail, and treasury businesses.
In what percentages?
Almost balanced amongst the three, and this continued until today. However, within this composition, we had a lot of international exposure in countries we did not have presence in, and we had a decent level of investments across the globe from the States and certain subprime and...
So your initial job was to clean up all of that external exposure that you didn't need to have in your books?
First, we needed to understand that exposure, which was the really challenging part, because it was a moving target, and what you today believed was a decent AAA good investment, tomorrow was completely wiped out. So it was a daily challenge to understand what is the, what's the quality of the portfolio we have. It was changing every day. The whole world was changing on a very rapid speed. But then we couldn't build a strategy on changing environment. We had to build a strategy for the future. And simply, just put it, my role was to maintain the discipline in executing that strategy. Stuck core business, core geography. As simple as that.
How much of that was you deciding that that's what you wanted to do, and how much of that was the board guiding you?
I believe it was a major collaborative effort. However, these words, it's been existed before me and will continue to be after me, but those were my guiding principles, and I did not leave an opportunity without mentioning them, maintaining them, making sure everybody remained at focus. The minute we got this collaboration or agreement, management, and the board on the way forward, it was from that minute my complete passion and job 100% to ensure we remain focused. The worst you can do is in challenging times, you divert from a simple strategy. And of course, there was all these attractions in taking certain opportunities or making minor alterations here and there. We have, as everybody else would, as long as we maintain the discipline in terms of focus on the core business, which is the UAE market for us, and the core geography, which is the UAE market for us, and the core businesses, without getting into areas that we could consider risky.
How much does treasury play in your overall balance sheet in terms of composition, in terms of contribution to profit?
It does play close. It changes, of course, from year to year based on cost of fund. But our treasury business, through managing our funding, also contribute a very decent level, in excess of 20% to the bottom line by managing the balance sheet. We do not do a prop book in a type of investment. We have a limited liquidity portfolio. However, the treasury is impacted directly and indirectly through also maintaining the discipline and reducing cost of fund. Our cost of fund have more than halved over these the past few years.
The reason I ask that is that it's much more difficult to build a bank which is organic, which is closer to the customer, which is slow growing sometimes, and which is hard work to, you know, be competitive. It's much easier sometimes to see that one big deal come through and, you know, and makes your numbers look good and maybe make your board or your investors happy. So how, you know, what about you helps you to keep the, you know, your straight and narrow?
Understood. One of our key KPI that we built for ourselves and we measure ourselves against and monitor is not only purely at the size. Actually, the size of the balance sheet or the loan book is secondary to the granular growth and the growth of profitability. Over 80% of our growth over the past 5 years came from what we consider granular, retail, SMEs, and mid-corporate business. And of course, the large corporates have to be there. But building it this way, it is more sustainable. It is more rewarding. Your cross-sell ratio is better. And definitely and obviously, it is much more challenging to do so. But guess what? It's far more rewarding. And you can build on it easier.
Are you happy with your cost-to-income ratio? It's actually among the lowest that we see in the market. But are you happy with it, and how do you keep it that way without seeing a revolution in your staff? Or
cost to income ratio does not mean we do not invest. I think it's relevant to the bank itself. We have other organizations in our home market which they have a much lower cost to income ratio, and others who have much higher cost to income ratio. Cost income ratio, I mean, as long as we continue to pay competitively and we continue to invest, it is an indicator. It is not an end result. It's not a target result. It's an indicator of how you're balancing everything else. And I think it's a great indicator to demonstrate you are being efficient to your shareholders. Reality is shareholders also care and see the return on equity and return on their investments, which is also one of the highest.
So Alala, I've been to your bank, I've actually spoken to your staff, and I've visited your branches. There is this sense of happiness in the organization. And somewhat, a lot of that is attributed to you in your personal leadership style. What is it about the way in which you lead your staff and the way in which you see the customer that has actually made ADCB perhaps the benchmark institution for service and for service and products in the UAE?
On the happiness side, I'd like to step a bit at the macro picture, and I think happiness is a common characteristics and feeling amongst people living in the United Arab Emirates as a whole. In every benchmark, the UAE have benched highest in the world. Today we have a minister, a federal minister, look after people's happiness.
Okay, so UAE is already generally
already
a happy.
So it is, and I think we're so blessed because of our leadership. We live in such a great environment. then it becomes our individual duties to ensure that is also mimicked and reflected within the organization. It makes the workplace better. And in a better workplace, better culture, better environment, you get a huge list of positiveness coming up. It doesn't mean it lacks discipline or lacks professionalism. On the contrary, this could be actually a major trigger for more professionalism. Personally, nothing has changed for me with the team we work with. I attribute the success of the bank to a very large group of people. We just happen to be in a certain position, ensuring that they're heard, they're listened to, make sure we also reflect the messages from the board and the management to them correctly. My job is to maintain that approach, and it's a beautiful thing, and it's always very rewarding when you see that reflected, not only with the results of the bank, but the way the results are coming in.
Customer service seems to be
very high.
Something very close to your heart. Yes. How did it become close to your heart, and how does that, you know, work?